This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's oil and gas industry says it will do whatever it takes to defeat a new package of air quality bills proposed by Democratic lawmakers. CPR Sam Brash has more.
Dan Haley is the executive director of the Colorado Oil and Gas Association. After lawmakers released their plans, he said the new package, plus another bill to phase out new drilling permits, would end the state's fossil fuel industry.
A $48 billion industry without regard to the livelihoods of the hundreds of thousands of Colorado families and communities who depend on it.
Supporters of the proposals say new fossil fuel development is the biggest contributor to summertime smog along the Front Range, and it isn't compatible with global climate targets. But the industry warns other regions with looser environmental rules are ready to meet the ongoing demand for oil and gas. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
In Denver, a lot more renters applied for help from the city for paying the rent in January and February. Jamie Reif runs Denver's Department of Housing Stability. She said part of the reason is that federal assistance to help renters during the pandemic has ended.
While most of us are saying, oh, we're done with COVID, you know, we're in this post-pandemic, for a lot of households, the economic impact is just finally hitting them.
Reif says many of the people who got behind on rent are now underemployed. She says they're dealing with housing instability and homelessness for the first time. Insurance coverage reached a high point last year because of Medicaid covering more people. That's the program that helps cover medical costs for some people with limited income. The federal government let states keep people enrolled in Medicaid during the pandemic. After the official public health emergency ended, people started losing eligibility. The uninsured rate is now expected to go back up. There is snow on the way for parts of Colorado, arriving early tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.